Today I'm chatting with Amy Rogers. She's a jewelry designer out of Baxter. She specializes in hand-stamped jewelry. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. So I met you at Delmonico a couple years back. You were selling jewelry there. You had a lot of inventory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you must just do this all the time.
You know, have my days where I'm more productive than others, just like any other artist, but it just kind of depends on where you catch me at, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And so how'd you get started with jewelry design?
So really, it's kind of crazy. I just had like a box of jewelry that was broken and I just didn't want to throw it away. And I was like, I don't want to take it to a jeweler. They're going to cost, you know, it's going to cost me so much money to have this all repaired. And I just started trying to fix it myself and repair it myself, and it spawned this.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. And then everybody was like, oh, I have this. Can you repair this for me? And then I found the beading section at the Hobby Lobby, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah. So is there any kind of special, like, tools that you have to use?
You know, I have a lot of different tools. It's crazy because Ben and I were talking about how, when I first started last night, and how I was just using his, I found his grandpa's old hammer when I first started hammering out jewelry. I still keep it as a reminder because I made so many pieces of that. And little did I know that they made other hammers that were less shock absorbing on your body.
That's awesome.
So I was like, I still keep his grandpa's hammer just right there by me because it made so many pieces of jewelry for me.
Yeah. It's a remembrance.
Yeah.
I've had a can opener that I've had for like the past, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I can't get rid of it. It was my first apartment. It's like little,
it is,
little
it is,
things that are special that kind of bring you back. So your jewelry is hand stamped jewelry. And for those who don't know what hand stamped jewelry is, what is it?
Yeah. So I hand stamp into metal. I literally have, all the different fonts in the alphabet, and each letter is individually hand stamped. So I can put anything you want on it. Names, dogs' names, kids' names. I do a lot of like memorial jewelry, new mom jewelry, grandparents' jewelry, just funny jewelry in general. People like jewelry with quirky sayings on it. So that's kind of been a lot of people's go-to here lately. It's just inspirational sayings, I guess.
So are people coming to you with exactly what they want on jewelry? Are they ever like, hey, can you think of something?
Yeah, a lot of people already like social media stalk me, so they kind of already know, you know, how my pieces are. So they'll just like screenshot a picture and be like, hey, I want this, you know, and I want these names, or I want this saying. So that definitely makes my job a lot easier when I kind of know. And I have to tweak it, you know, some occasionally if they want something, you know, more custom for them, but we always kind of work it out. And
yeah. So do you do this? Do you have another job outside of this?
No, I'm just, I babysit my nephew.
That's so cool.
So, I get to do this and take care of my dogs and
isn't it fun?
Work from home. So it's challenging at times to have to, cause my workroom is in my basement, and especially on beautiful days like today, it's a struggle to have to go down into the basement and work some days.
Well, do you have to though? Like, I know, because sometimes you feel like you need to, even though you don't have to.
Right.
Where does that come from?
You know, it's a little different now. We're gearing up for some spring shows through the holiday season. Of course, it's a lot more challenging because I have so many shows going on and people ordering stuff for presents. But so then I have to be a lot more disciplined. And I always tease Ben. I'm like, can you just chain me to my workstation down there and not let me come out of the basement?
Yeah.
But it is hard when it's beautiful and you know, some days you just don't want to do it. So
yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And how has COVID affected your business?
You know, last year was a struggle because everybody was at home and nobody's dressing up and putting on jewelry. So, you know, thankfully my husband, you know, was able to pick up the load. I feel like I tell him all the time, but, I sell at a couple stores here locally, and people are coming back out and wanting, you know, they've really said, hey, we're ready. We're ready for all the shows this spring. Mm-hmm. You know, let's do this. So people kind of stick with you if they're loyal to you. So
yeah, absolutely. All right. More of our conversation with Amy Rogers coming up on the scene. I'm here today with Amy Rogers, and she's a jewelry designer out of Baxter, and she specializes in hand-stamped jewelry. So when you're creating a piece, what is the process, step by step? What do you go through?
So especially when I'm doing a stamp piece, I guess it depends on how much wording someone's wanting on it. You know, they're wanting, like the piece I'm wearing today says Gypsy Soul on it, a little bracelet. So I kind of want to make sure it's proportioned to the metal, all that good stuff. And then I kind of hammer it out. I kind of do it in sets. I'll like hammer a whole bunch of different things, and then I paint them to make it the words stand out. And then I seal it. So I just use like a spray sealer. Oh. And I let it sit for about 24 hours to let it cure.
So you order those. So that's like a piece of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have to cut the metal, or does it come like that?
No, you can. Mm-hmm. A lot of them I just buy preformed. It's just easier that way. It's cutting all the metal is a whole nother job.
Yeah.
And I have done it before. But like I said, it is a whole nother.
Do you notice a difference in it when you cut it and when you don't?
You know, I don't have a lot of like the tools to sand and do all that in my basement. So to buy the preformed is definitely.
You're like, yeah, I noticed a difference. It's much better when
I don't have to worry about, you know, softening all the edges when I cut, because I have hand sawed all of it before. And I was like, no, this is going to take me forever.
Yeah.
I can just spend a little bit more and buy the pre-shaped and let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you got the design in there, and you mm-hmm. paint it and you seal it, and then what?
Yep. So this is just the bracelet that I have on, and this is just little wooden beads, and then I just bead them on this little stretchy cord. Everybody loves stretchy stuff right now. It's so easy. You don't have to mess with kind of latching it and sizing it. You know, it kind of usually works for everybody. I use a lot of gemstones in my pieces. I like this because it's interchangeable. So I have they're called little lobster clasp on there. And you can kind of customize your own piece when, like this one that I have on. Now with the necklaces, it is a little bit different because, you know, I wire wrap the tops for the chain to go through and then put all the charms on the bottom and stuff like that. So
where do you find your sayings? Do they come to you, or are you searching for them?
Yeah, I have a notebook, and whenever I like hear something funny or I see something, I just kind of jot them down, and it literally, like, I have a whole notebook full of stuff. A lot of the little pages I have in there have the same stuff written on them because I'll be like, oh, I like this again, you know, and a lot of people will tell me what they want on them. A lot of people love the Gypsy Soul and the Adventure Awaits, you know, just the short little stuff like that people are just kind of drawn to.
And so when you create a custom piece, how does that work?
So custom, if you already know like what you want, I have a lot of people who will just know, hey, I want all three of my kids' names. I want all four of my dog's names. You know, I want this. And they'll just be like, you know, this is what I want on it. If they want a saying with it, with the kids' names, usually, like I said, they will send me a picture, of something they've seen on my Facebook or my Instagram, that they really love the design. And so we kind of work from there to kind of, you know, create their custom piece.
And you sell on Etsy, correct?
I do. I have an Etsy shop.
When did you first start Etsy?
Oh my gosh. I think I opened my Etsy shop maybe like in 2010. It's been a minute. I feel maybe 2012. It's all that is. That's kind of a whole job in itself.
Yeah, running
to,
an Etsy shop.
Because it's so tedious having to when you add a different item, you're having to redo everything on there. So Etsy is definitely a challenge, but I do love it and I do sell a lot of pieces on there.
I was gonna say I would think that you would sell a good bit on Etsy. Where do you think a majority of your sales come from?
You know, I do a lot of shows. Local shows, people just want to support you if they know you here in the community. They're just, people are awesome wanting to come out and show their support to the small businesses. So, and I sell here at Mission 931 in Pitbull on Broadway. Yeah, yeah.
I did the mural for them.
Yes, 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 that's right. And then I'm at Restored & Co. in Livingston, also just right there on the square.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they can, I have quite a bit of stuff in the store here in Livingston. So,
very good. more of our conversation with Amy Rogers coming up on the scene. Today I'm chatting with Amy Rogers. She's a jewelry designer out of Baxter, Tennessee. Amy specializes in bracelets and necklaces, earrings, and it's hand stamped. Not all of it, but some of it is. So where do you get your inspiration? I'm a Pinterest girl. I like hanging out on Pinterest.
Right.
I also get inspired, you know, by a sunset or an evening walk or whatever. But so where do you get your inspiration?
I'm a Pinterest junkie too. I've spent long hours on Pinterest. Probably a lot of Pinterest, honestly, that I am on. I just kind of scroll on Etsy too, you know, to see what people are kind of putting out there. Fashion, of course, plays a huge role in jewelry making too. I want to stay on trend and, you know, kind of, design stuff for all ages and not just, you know, so, definitely fashion, what's in, you know, everybody's living the gold stuff right now. So I've kind of had to transition to working with a lot of, brass stuff and, you know, people are just drawn to that.
Do you do men's jewelry ever?
You know, I have a lot of people that ask for it and I've never really, it's not really something that I've gotten into. I've had a few people ask, but I don't know. I guess I get nervous with, you know, I don't really know what to make for a man because I've focused so long on women's jewelry.
Your stuff's real, it's real girly.
Yeah.
It would take the right man to appreciate it.
I've made some, but yeah, I don't know if that's something I want to jump into.
Yeah. Do you watch YouTube videos of people making jewelry, like to get new techniques, or are you solid in what you're doing?
Yeah. Occasionally, Ben and I were talking last night. I was like, it's so crazy because I have all these like design books that are, you know, how to jewelry make books that I bought years and years ago, before I was on a YouTube junkie, really. Mm-hmm. And I was like, to think that I used to figure out how to do things from books. Because I learned to stamp from a book, because I have a whole stamping book of how to. So it's kind of crazy to think that. Now I hardly ever open them. I go straight to Pinterest. I go straight to YouTube. So
I know I used to have books just like you. Uh-huh. I'm real into painting flowers. And so I would buy gardening books and look at all the different types of flowers and learn about them. And now I just type it on Pinterest.
Yeah. And boom, it's there.
There's a professional photo of it taken by a professional photographer with perfect lighting. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So do you have favorite jewelers? Like, do you have people that inspire you?
You know, I try not to get, you know, sort of look at a lot of other stuff like that. Sometimes I feel like it kind of messes with you, you know, as an artist trying to design your kind of own thing. So sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm going to look and it's going to be cool, but I don't want it to take away from, or me try to like do something that they're doing, or, you know, vice versa. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I have a handful of artists that are real inspirational to me, and I, you know, look at their technique and let that kind of, I let that inspire me. I don't try and replicate it in any way. Do you always just wear your own jewelry, or do you ever wear anybody else's?
I try to stick with wearing my own stuff, because now if I wear something that's not mine, people's like, oh, did you make that? And then I have to say, no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
You like it better than my stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I got to take this off.
Yeah. So people just expect you to be wearing your own.
Yeah. Be careful.
So tell me about some shows that you have upcoming.
So my next show is the Market Sale in Solana. And it's going to be the weekend of April 16th and 17th.
Okay.
That's the next one. And
aren't
then,
you so excited?
I'm not even going to know what to do. It's going to be crazy. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. You guys should definitely follow this show, because she is going to have so many. She's trying to stick with all handmade artists. So it's going to be amazing. Jake Hoot's going to be there.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be, I hope it brings out a huge crowd.
I feel like we've been grounded and
we're being released back into the wild.
Yes. We've been let out of our bedroom. We're allowed to go socialize again.
Yeah, yeah.
We have our phone privileges back.
Here you go.
Nice. All right. What's your Instagram handle and Etsy so people can find you?
Yeah. It's, at Amy Rogers Jewelry, and Rogers is with a D. I always have to say that, but just Amy Rogers Jewelry, Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, all the ways.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Amy. It was such a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.